Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400, translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us worldwide at newsdakota.com. On Let's Talk About It, again, joining us, we have Mindy Schmidt. She is the Executive Director of the Jamestown Arts Center. And Mindy, welcome back to our show.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We love having you on, love getting all the latest information with the Jamestown Arts Center. And boy, oh boy, it has been so busy, but it's been so great to see people coming out and celebrating the arts and the arts markets, and that continues this Thursday, right?
It does. We're coming off of a great event last Thursday with Jesse Veeder and Walter Peel and Shad Peel. That was so successful. And tomorrow night, it's starting with the Jamestown High School Marching Band.
Awesome.
And then it's open mic night, and we look forward to a lot of vendors, and it's just a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to see as many people out there as possible. Free goes from 5:30 to 8:30. There'll be food, artisan vendors, and so much more. We want people at the arts park. So that's this Thursday, and next Thursday is going to be a blast too.
Yeah, next Thursday, we're really looking forward to it. A Native American hoop dancer, Kevin Locke, will be our first performer. And we are also offering he's going to do a flute workshop in the afternoon from 3 to 5. So if you're interested in that, call the Art Center at 251-2496, and that's free to the first few folks that sign up. So give us a call. And then after Kevin Locke, then it's going to be Boulder Shades of Blue, and they're a local band who plays blues and classic rock. So that's going to be great, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, get to the Arts Park, the Hanson Arts Park there, downtown Jamestown, for the Arts Market every Thursday through the end of August. Mindy Schmitz again joining us right now, and let's talk about it. And, a little special this week. Thursday kind of kicks off Buffalo Days, and the Arts Center is getting involved with Buffalo Days, too. You guys have such a fantastic thing going on.
Yeah, we sponsor the mini art hunt, mm-hmm. and so we have an artist that we commissioned, and she commissioned 10 art pieces, and they will be hidden in all of the Jamestown, around the Jamestown Rec Park and Rec Parks, mm-hmm. and maybe even our park, too. So those will be hid, and you need to find them starting on Saturday.
Starting Saturday. And what do they have to do with those, Mindy? They just have to bring them to you, I believe.
They bring them to a booth that we'll have at McElroy Park.
Okay, at McElroy. So if you see that, if you're out and about on Saturday, or if you are on this hunt, bring those to McElroy Park. Again, like you said, about 10 pieces of those?
Yep, 10 pieces.
Perfect. Very good. So get involved with the art hunt this Saturday. Let's talk about some of these camps, Mindy. You have the horse camp, which is starting next week.
Yep, that's our last camp, and it's only Monday and Tuesday. Okay. So anybody that's from ages kindergarten through sixth grade is welcome to sign up. And it's all about horses. Everything you can imagine about horses. Yeah. Sally Jepson, our gallery manager, is going to teach the class, and so we're looking forward to that.
Fantastic. So get signed up for that as well. Always fun. And again, with the last camp, you want to get involved. And Mindy, the last thing we kind of want to hit on here, you do have a job opening there at the Arts Center.
We do. We're looking for an education coordinator for about 30 hours a week. And so if you're interested, you can get a hold of me at the Arts Center, mschmitz@jamestownarts.com, or give me a call at 251-2496.
Perfect. And of course, those are the ways they can also get in touch with you about all these different events. And you guys have a great website where they can get those events too, right?
Right. And that's www.jamestownarts.com.
Awesome. As always, Mindy, we appreciate having you on. Get to the Arts Market every Thursday through the end of August. And Mindy, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.